This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A genocide conviction handed down this week by a German court against a former terror group ISIL member is an important warning to all atrocity crime perpetrators, a top UN official has said. The special advisor of the UN Secretary General on the Prevention of Genocide, Alice Wairimu Ndiritu, welcomed the verdict delivered on the 21st of June by the Higher Regional Court of Koblenz against German national Nadine K. She was found guilty of aiding and abetting genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes for the enslavement and abuse of a young Yazidi woman and sentenced to over 9 years in prison. The UN official said that criminal accountability is not only about the past, but also about the future, calling it a critical component of prevention and an important step towards healing the trauma created by atrocity crimes. The verdict marks the third conviction of an ISIL member for genocide perpetrated against the Yazidi religious minority in Iraq and Syria since August 2014. Ms. Ndiritu underscored that once again, the sentence provides legal recognition of allegations of genocide against the Yazidi population. In Tunisia, vague legislation is being used to criminalize independent journalism and suppress criticism of the government, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Friday. It is troubling to see Tunisia, a country that once held so much hope, regressing and losing the human rights gains of the last decade, Mr. Turk said, urging the country to change course. The UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, said that over the past 3 months, the Tunisian authorities have used security and counterterrorism legislation as well as a presidential decree on cybercrimes to arrest and convict 6 journalists, notably for spreading false news. Since July 2021, OHCHR has documented 21 cases of alleged human rights violations against journalists, including prosecutions before civilian and military courts likely initiated to counter criticism of the authorities. Under international human rights law, all public figures, including heads of state, may legitimately be subject to criticism. People have the right to be informed, and to do so, journalists must be able to do their job without any undue restriction, Mr. Turk insisted. Some 2.5 million people have already been displaced within and outside Sudan since fighting broke out between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces on the 15th of April, the UN Aid Coordination OCHA has reported. Nearly 2 million are internally displaced, mostly in northern West Darfur, River Nile, and White Nile states, according to the UN Migration Agency, IOM. In the first 2 months of the conflict, 85 humanitarian organizations reached 2.8 million people across Sudan with life-saving assistance, including food, health, water, sanitation and hygiene supplies, education and protection services. Over 534,000 people have fled Sudan to neighboring countries, including Chad, where the influx has intensified with the uptick in intercommunal violence across the border in West Darfur. UN Refugee Agency representative in Chad, Laura Locastro, reported that those fleeing had witnessed atrocities and many had been injured, including children. The UN Health Agency, WHO, continues to scale up health assistance in Chad to people fleeing the violence. It is in the process of delivering 4.7 tons of medical supplies to the country to help treat trauma cases. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.